shield, my shield. My Jesus is real. I can feel it deep within my soul. Whoa, whoa. Well, it's a little bit different devotion opening this morning. And so it is good morning. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is May the 10th, 2021. And as I said, it's a little bit different opening, and that's because the devotion I'm going to think about, we're going to talk about today, brought that thought to my mind. And you might also notice I'm on the front porch this evening, Sunday evening. It's, the storm has gone by, and it's still warm, and I thought I'd sit out on the porch, so you might hear some background noise, some birds singing, and cars going down the road. But anyway, I wanted to do the devotion on the front porch. This morning, I'm going to read to you Psalm 62 and verse 6, and it says, "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." You know, as I told you on Sunday night, I'm having some of the men speak and some of the young boys to read scriptures, and that is the passage that one of the young men read last night. And so this morning I want you to think about the impact of the Lord being our rock, and just what that scripture has to say. Last night I used that passage to explain to the church how they could use the acronym MAPS to study this passage. It is a system that David Platt uses at McLean Bible Church in Washington, D.C. The system is to meditate, apply, pray, and share. I walked through that process last night at church, and I think it's a good way that we can grow in the scripture. Now, I don't have time to go through the whole process in this devotion, but maybe you could give it a try today to choose a passage of Scripture and to meditate on it, then think how it applies, then pray that passage of Scripture, and then share it. And so, I'm just going to go through Psalm 62:6 and just bring some brief thoughts out, and maybe it will stir your thoughts up a little bit and maybe help to encourage you to study through some passages of Scripture. So as we think about this, it says, "He only is my rock." And so we might think about who it is that is our rock and what that means. Who is He and all the different attributes of God? And then you can think that He is the only rock. In other words, there's not many rocks. He's the only rock. And all of the ground is sinking sand. Then you could think about what it is that God is your salvation. He's the Savior of your life. He is the Savior of your soul. Then, think through what it means that He is your defense. The Almighty God is your defense. He is your defense against the enemy. He is your defender against the wiles of the devil. The song says, "He's my rock and my shield." So, Jesus is the one who quenches the fiery darts of the devil. And spend some time meditating upon all the ways that God is your defense and your shield. Then meditate upon the fact that because He is your rock and defense, you will not be moved. He is a solid foundation. Try using this process in your daily devotions. Pick out a scripture, then meditate upon it, and think about all that it says and what that means to you. Think of all the ways that you can apply that to your life. Then pray through that passage of scripture. If you will dedicate yourself to this process, you may just find spiritual growth. Then you can share those thoughts. If you meditate upon a passage and prayed through it, I'm sure you will find ways to share that passage with others. Maybe in your prayer, you could even pray that the Lord would give you the opportunity to share it with others. You know, pray, "Lord, open up a way for me to share this passage with someone else today." Let's pray. Lord, today we thank You for Your Word. We thank You that Your Word is the bread of life. Thank You that when we consume Your Word, we find spiritual strength. I pray that You would fill Your people as they consume Your Word today. Thank You for the hope that we find in Your Word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I think tomorrow I'll pray through this passage of Scripture. It's such a blessing. I pray this devotion be a blessing to you, just as it is to me. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.